All right, let's get things kicked off with the carryout. Of course, this is our nightly segment where I read the newspaper, so you don't have to.
Here are today's top stories. Alderman Jason Ervin did his best Oprah impression with his proposals for Chicago police officers. You get a taser! You get a taser! Everybody gets a taser! Joking aside, that is his proposal. To outfit every police officer or squad car with a taser. To encourage tasing instead of using lethal force. The mayor has increased the availability of tasers, but right now it's in a checkout system. Like with a sign-in sheet. Maybe Ervin is onto something, because if you've been in any suburban office around the country, you know the checkout system doesn't really work. When's the last time you checked out that digital camera? Anybody? Or the scanner? Anybody scan anything? No? You haven't. Also, tasers, they just look so bulky. Can you imagine? Officer being like, no thanks, it's so big on the side, makes my butt look big. No word on what the police actually think of the idea. It's Martin Luther King Day in Chicago, and this year marks the 50th anniversary of the Chicago Freedom Movement. That was King's campaign in Chicago to protest and raise awareness for housing issues in the area. See, in 1966, Chicago was really segregated and housing completely unaffordable for most. In 2016, Chicago's integrated in housing for everyone! Yay! Spike Lee says he's going to skip the Oscars this year because of lack of diversity in nominations. That's the understatement of the year. No black actors or directors were nominated, even though there were options. When asked for comments, old Hollywood said, "And give me another martini. Isn't it great to be rich and white? And isn't it great to have an incredible ascot like this? Let's go accidentally kill Natalie Wood." That's what I think people voting for the Oscars sound like. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, and others, debated on a South Carolina stage last night. You know, because there's nothing better than debating politics after a long day of watching football. At least the Republicans choose dates that nobody cares about. Tuesday, who cares? Also, it's Sunday night. There's real TV to watch. I mean, I don't know what, but there's got to be something, right? I mean, there was a David Bowie concert on Palladium. Or reruns of Modern Family. Who doesn't love reruns of Modern Family? When asked for comment on the timing of the debate, Bernie Sanders said, "Hello? Who is this? I can hear you breathing. Do you have my pills?" My Bernie Sanders right there. A woman allegedly jumped to her death from the Skyway Bridge. Yeah. This on the heels of a shooting on the bridge last week. Come on, these stories are giving me the heebie-jeebies. I hate that bridge. It's so high. It freaks me out. And now two deaths in 2 weeks? No, new rules. Shootings should only be allowed on the ground. And I can think of several ways to off yourself. Leave the bridge out of it. I mean, I white-knuckle that thing. I put my hands on it. I just want to get past that bridge. It's so scary. The Cubs are citing security issues and asking the city to shut down Addison and Clark during game days. Not a bad idea, since it's pretty much already shut down with douchebags who don't know how to walk across in a crosswalk. Cubbies, what's up? I'm so close. I'm just going to walk across whenever I feel like it. What's up? Coors Light. Seems like 2016 is just going to give us a celebrity death by the day. Today, Glenn Frey died. He was the guitarist for the Eagles, of course, but come on, everybody knows him for Smuggler's Blues or The Heat Is On or anything else he did for Beverly Hills Cop. In food, hot dogs, the famed hot dog stand run by Doug Sohn took over Publican Quality Meats today, and even though the temperatures were below zero, the line was around the block, proving once again that human beings will lose feelings in their legs for good feelings in their mouth. Gross. In weather, it's too cold, but hot dogs are so good. In sports, the Blackhawks are continuing to impress us even after winning 3 Stanley Cups in recent memory. 11 games in a row, my friends. They have tied the franchise record and will attempt to win it tomorrow in Nashville. Man, do they play anybody but Nashville? I feel like it's always Nashville. The Hawks hope not to only win their 12th, but to pull out their fiddles for an impromptu Vince Gill jam session. That's what you do in Nashville. The Bulls beat the Pistons today thanks to Paul Gasol's 31 points. The old Monday day game. Tricky NBA. Tricky. Also, defensive guru Johnny Bock died today at the age of 91. He, of course, was a huge part of the Bulls' three-peat in the 90s. He bounced around, but he came back to the Bulls in 2003. He was credited with being the defensive coach that brought the Doberman quality to the Bulls' defense. Man, poor Dobermans, right? They worked so hard, decade after decade, to improve their image. And then one defensive coach dies, and boom, right back. They just want to be a chill dog, but they can't. Poor Dobermans, man. And in football, Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady. Again, come on. This is the biggest individual rivalry in sports history. I mean, what's close? Jordan versus Dumars? No. Kane versus Crosby? Clemens versus Mike Piazza? Little Mac versus Soda Popinski? And finally tonight, Chipotle is going to close its doors nationwide on February 8th to teach employees food safety. Oh, to be a fly on the wall. Wait, that's probably how all this started. I just can see the managers at Chipotle now. Here's how you wash your hands. Soap, water. Water, soap. Make sure that water's warm. Do not, I repeat, do not use the tomatoes from the one-month-old bin. And absolutely, absolutely no scratching. I can't wait. I'm going to be the first in line. Well, that's the carryout for January 18, 2016. Happy Martin Luther King Day. In honor of this holiday, for every menu item you order, we'll throw in a free mattress. Because nothing says furniture sale like MLK Day.
More to come tonight. We're going to talk with the founders of Touch Vision and why they're shutting their doors. And also Congressman Danny Davis in studio to talk about the Chicago Freedom Movement and whether or not we've come anywhere in 50 years. It's a download here on WGN. Stay with us.